Oh.
What would you do, Mossy? Morning to you, mate.
I go straight to who kisses the bride.
Well, would you have your brother stand in or would you get a mate to stand in?
Oh, my goodness, Loz. That's impossible.
I'm thinking brother.
Well, put it this way. You know, back in our day,
yeah,
the wedding gets called off.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It gets postponed, not called off. Pushed back. You know, football comes first, doesn't it?
Well, there was no pushback here.
So like I'm truly he's gone through a divorce. Wedding gets pushed back.
Oh, dear.
I actually changed my original one. I had to change the date 3 times because of football.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you're a good man, Mossy, for doing that. How did the wife handle it?
Apparently I wasn't. I was a good player, but I wasn't a good man, apparently.
Oh, that's funny. Now, what have you made of the EPL, mate? Opening round.
Just great. Great to see it back, Loz. Obviously, I was in transit coming back from my holiday over the weekend, so I didn't get a chance to see too many games in their entirety, but the highlights look fantastic. High quality. As I said to you last week, you know, it usually takes the first sort of four or five rounds for teams to really settle into their rhythm. But you can see signs early on of who's on and who's not. And who's not? Manchester United. And I know Mido will rub his hands together with glee over this, but they were horrible from what I saw. And the goals that they conceded at home to Brighton. Gross with two for Brighton, 30th and 39th minute. The defending was just shocking. And I know Ten Hag came out after the game, so I'm not going to blame my back four. But ultimately, your back four has got a job to do inside the box. And they were all at sea. So not good signs there. Ronaldo on the bench. A couple of gestures for the cameras, I suppose, from the bench from Ronaldo trying to lift his team. But ultimately, what's gone on in pre-season is what's... That's actions speak louder than words, and the mess around him in pre-season is not what Ten Hag needs as he tries to rebuild the club.
Do we just assume that Ronaldo just isn't fit enough?
Well, that's you can certainly point to that, Loz, but why is he not fit enough? The reason he's not fit enough is because he wasn't involved in pre-season. And, you know, he's saying personal reasons or family reasons. We don't know the truth behind that and how serious they were or whether it was, in fact, family reasons. I don't want to cast aspersions. But ultimately, as a professional footballer, you've got a club who's doing their pre-season. They're on tour, getting ready for the season. He wasn't part of it because of those reasons. And then the headlines around him wanting out. Ultimately, it's just got to be sorted out one way or another.
What did you make of some of the big guns, other big guns in regards to, well, certainly Manchester City's new signing, Erling Haaland, made his presence felt this morning. Liverpool had to come from behind twice against Fulham at Craven Cottage. Tottenham, a big win over Southampton, and Chelsea getting the points at Goodison Park against Everton.
Yeah, that's right. Some expected results there, some unexpected results. Certainly Liverpool weren't good enough. That was the one game I did watch in full. At the airport, waiting to board, and that was they weren't good enough. The attitude wasn't good enough. Klopp was grumpy after the game around exactly that, their attitude and their application. But great to see Nunes get off the score sheet, and of course that man Mo Salah. I don't think he's not scored on opening day in his time at Liverpool. So that was I think that's the first time he hasn't scored a brace on the opening day of the season. Mo Salah, he scored one. And set one up for Nunes, but ultimately not good enough in that game, Liverpool. But Man City, I told you, Mido, I told you to take Arlen time to settle in the Premier League, didn't I?
Oh, it's taken him all of 3 seconds?
It's amazing, you know, headlines around pre-season form and stuff like that. But no, he was sensational. I still stand by what I said. I'm tipping Liverpool for the title. Off the back of the fact I think they've got more goal scorers than Man City have got. But Arlen certainly was irrepressible on day one. Scored from the penalty spot after earning the penalty in the 36th minute, then another one in the 65th minute. And if you look for little signs, he's only the second player to score a brace on debut for Man City. The other player, Sergio Aguero.
Aguero, jeez.
So there's a little sign for you on his start to... like in a Man City shirt. Chelsea did what they had to do against Everton. I thought Everton were going to get the upset there, and they came close on occasions. Jorginho with a 45th plus nine, actually, so that was 54th minute, a lot of injury time in the first half from the penalty spot. Arsenal off to a good start, 2-0 over Crystal Palace. But Spurs were the big talking point. And you touched on it last week, Mido. A lot of money behind them to go really well under Antonio Conte this season. They got off to a 4-1 belting start against Southampton. The only surprise in that game, they scored four goals, and Kane and Son weren't among the goal scorers, but they did play. So good to see the goals shared about there at Spurs.
Good start for Leeds too, defeating Wolverhampton.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I was critical of them last week. I wasn't overly impressed with them during their pre-season tour, but off to a good start. And that's always important, was for confidence. You know, winning breeds confidence and becomes a habit, of course. So if they can get themselves off to a good start, that's certainly going to help at the back end of the season. But long, long way to go.
I see over in Ligue 1 in France as well, Lionel Messi, part of PSG's 5-0 win over Clermont, and just a lazy bicycle kick.
Mate, it was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, get on YouTube and have a look. It's, you know, just when you think he might be starting to slow down a bit, he produces a moment of magic like that. But Neymar was unbelievable in this game. Scored some goals and he just electrifying. They had no Mbappe in that game, but still notched up five. But yeah, Messi with the, he brought the ball down on his chest and in the same action, same motion, bicycle kick over the goalkeeper from all of, I don't know, 8 yards. So to get it up and down and keep it below the crossbar from that distance when you're off balance, quite remarkable.
I see Celtic, another win on the weekend.
Yeah, Ange off to 2 from 2, Loz, which is great. Aaron Moy has featured in both those two games, so that's good news for the Socceroos, leading into the pointy end of the preparation for the World Cup. So things going nicely there as well.
Back home, and your old club, the Central Coast Mariners, are getting a good one back. Denny Vukovic, who's been battling to get some game time over there in the Netherlands, back at the Mariners.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I was with Arnie, as you know, when we were away, and when the news came through, I think it was on Friday, that Booker was coming back to the Mariners, he was delighted because he knows how important it is that, you know, players in contention for the World Cup are getting game time regularly. And I think the A-League will have, I think it's around about 6 games before it goes into the break for the World Cup. So that's good momentum for Vuka, who's been putting pressure on Matty Ryan, of course. You've got Andrew Redmayne at Sydney. You know, there's going to be a few keepers putting some pressure on for spots on the plane. But I think that's a huge signing for the Mariners. I was at the Mariners when Vuka left to go to Turkey and hence started his overseas journey before he came back for a stint at Sydney FC. But great guy, really resonates with the supporters up there, the community on the Central Coast, and I think that's a marquee signing for the Mariners, which I think is fantastic.
Did you have that beautiful red-eye flight home from Bali? Did you, mate, Mossy?
I was absolutely nowhere yesterday. landed at, I don't know, 6:30 yesterday morning.
Ah, it's the worst.
A wink on the plane.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Mate, I was jet-lagged, what you wouldn't believe, yesterday. Mm. But I'm back this morning, mate. Back to work tomorrow morning. So
no sympathy for you people who've been sunning yourselves, and like M. Clark, we're giving him no sympathy next Monday.
Mate, no matter where he goes, he's a headline. He's a walking headline. Things getting snapped crossing a road in France or something like that, and he's going to pack his boat one day. Seriously.
Yeah, what a life. Good on you, Mossy.
I do have to say before I go, I did go looking for a Bintang.
Oh, yes. How did you go? Did you get me one?
I couldn't find one small enough.
Very good.
Well, that's good, Mossy. You know I like wearing small ones.
Oh, mate, you don't want these ones. These were for toddlers.
Goodbye, you, Mossy.
Anyway, listen, I'll see you boys on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
I'm going to sit with you for 3 hours.
Look forward to having you in the studio.
Yeah, it'd be good fun.
Good on you, mate.
See you guys.